This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
On the line now, I have a very special guest all the way from Sydney, Nat Conway. Welcome to Joy.
Hello, thank you. Thanks for having me.
No problem whatsoever. Now, we need to do a bit of an introduction, but funnily enough, you're not you're not a complete stranger at all to Joy's airwaves. Now, you're a Sydney singer-songwriter. How long have you been singing?
Oh, gosh, I've probably been singing for about at least the last sort of 15, 20 years. And then I've been
So you started when you were three?
Exactly. Well, I'm more about 2.5. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, do continue.
Yeah. And then since then I've been writing my own music, particularly house music. That's my love for about the last 10 years. So... yeah, that's what I've been doing.
All right. And the reason I said that you're not a stranger to the Joy airwaves, because and a song I played about 15 minutes ago was actually a song by a New Zealand guy who's out now based in Melbourne and doing very well for himself currently, Mr. Jolyon Petch.
I know him.
Yeah, because you happen to work with him. Not only were you the featured vocalist, but you're the co-writer on Another Universe.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. That's so exciting. I don't think anyone has ever actually told me that they recognised that song.
Oh, so and that
thank
was...
you for being the first person to tell me that.
that is a song that was actually on quite a lot of rotation here on Joy in 2014. It's a great song. We love it. So, and as you say...
It was just my mum and dad that bought it. So that's good. Now it's not just mum and dad. Now I know someone else bought it too, you guys. So thanks.
That's all right. And like you said, a perfect house song. So right in the middle of your genre.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's what I've always loved. I've always loved house music. And, there's so much great homegrown talent here. And obviously, Jolyon is from New Zealand, but he's based himself in Australia for a while. And we did that collaboration ages ago now. But he and I both come from a similar place. You know, the rise to, I suppose, getting exposure and getting those songs out there. It's been very slowly but surely. It certainly hasn't been a quick ride, that's all.
No. Now, a lot of other people, of course, would recognise you. You did have a bit of a stint in X Factor last year. You managed to get through the auditions and get onto James Blunt's team. Remind us how far you went from that perspective on X Factor.
That was incredible. That still feels strange talking about that, actually. But I came a sixth in the show. And, I was on James's team, and to this day I'm still friends with him and his wife, and I was just in London recently and I had dinner with them, and, I feel so lucky that I just happened to be in the year where they had him as a judge and that I got on his under his mentorship, because he was so, so good, both on and off the camera. You know, he wasn't just putting it on for the camera. He really was the real deal. So I was very lucky. I'm still lucky to call him a friend today.
Fantastic. Now, obviously, had you done a lot of live performance before you went on X Factor?
Yeah, I actually had, and this is the thing that I think so many people kind of find it hard to get their head around, because they think, okay, how can someone who's done so much live performing, be so nervous to the point of, really emotional, which I was. Because I sort of explained it briefly on the show, but my live performance was, singing in bars and pubs, singing at, sort of Christmas parties or people's weddings. So I sort of, it's very different to sort of being the complete focus on national television. If you're singing at someone's wedding, you're not the focus, the bride and the groom are. So singing on national television and being out there on a television show to be judged for your singing is like a whole new level. So, yeah.
All right. So, look, you're coming to the world with quite a lot of experience then, really. That's what we're really trying to get to the point to.
I am lucky. I wasn't just born yesterday, so I have been doing it for a while, but, you know, it's been, like I said before, it's been a really slow, steady kind of journey for me. And a lot of the things, I'm grateful that I have been able to experience them being a little bit more mature and having a little bit more experience in the industry. Because I think, you know, it can be really hard, the pressures of television and the social media aspect and all that sort of thing. So I'm grateful that I've got, a few more years of experience to, I guess, just keep me level-headed about the whole thing.
Fantastic. Now, the reason we've got you on air today is, of course, things have started to really bubble for you in the last couple of weeks because the interesting thing is this is connected to your original audition on X Factor. So you originally performed the old Rosella hit Everybody's Free on X Factor. You did it, your own sort of cut of that song, and that song has just kept on delivering. It seems you've taken it and you've actually gone to the UK and you've teamed up with a pretty big producer in the UK on this.
I know. I still can't believe it happened. I still think there must have been some sort of mistake somewhere along the line, but it is true. So those who know and those who don't, my audition song for X Factor was Everybody's Free by Rosella. And that song, even prior to singing it on the X Factor audition, I have sung that song so many times, so many gigs. It's kind of been a bit of a theme song for me throughout my life. Like, you know, when I've been down or things like that, I don't know why, but that song has always just been able to kind of deliver a really positive message to me. And it's sort of... yeah, I don't know. It's popped up at different times in my life, and not just for me to perform it, but to sort of help me through difficult times. So, yeah, the fact that I got the opportunity to go to London to record it with M&EK, it's just honestly a dream come true. I was really lucky. Sony asked me, you know, if you could have your top three producers in the world, if you could work with anyone, who would you work with? And I sort of thought they were just kidding. And so I put M&EK at the top of my list. And then like a month later, they said, okay, well, you're going to London. He's going to produce Everybody's Free.
Wow.
And I literally had to like go, are you kidding? Because like, someone like just playing a joke on me, but it was true. So, yeah, I can't believe it.
And I mean, he's a producer of the moment right now. Zara Larsson's Never Forget You was absolutely massive around the world. Moo's final song happens to be another song that we're loving here at Joy at the moment, and is a great, great, great track. So to have him producing Everybody's Free for you, just an amazing coup. And then what happens is Channel 9 decides we might use your song on our whole of station promo. That's not like a little bit of exposure.
I know. I again, this song, like I said, I think it's like a four-leaf clover for me because without even expecting it, it's some really fantastic things have come out of it. And yes, like you said, it has been used on Channel 9 as the promo for the show. But that was a crazy thing too. It happened really last minute and the song wasn't even supposed to be released yet. And then Channel 9 approached us and said, could we use it? And of course, we were like, yes, you can. But we sort of had to bring the release board and try and get everything madly ready at the time. But it was really, really exciting to you know, have friends and family calling me and going, is that your voice I'm hearing singing behind, you know, the Channel 9 promo at the moment? I'm like, yeah, that's me. So it was really nice. It was really, really cool.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's lovely to get to see Australian talent coming to the fore. Lovely, particularly on big labels, because we know that the one advantage a big label gets in Australia is that you get commercial radio, potential commercial radio play. I understand that Nova is already picked up Everybody's Free, which is fantastic news.
Yeah, they have. And again, all these things have been happening at once. I suppose, but when it rains, it pours. But yes, I did just fund that out a couple of days ago. So I think it has been added to their playlist. And I'm yet to hear it on the radio myself. Maybe I need to just, like, put an iPod in or something and carry it around with me all day. But well, I'm still dying for that moment when I hear it come on the radio. Well, look, it hasn't happened yet, so...
Jump on your phone or jump on the internet, joy.org.au, yeah. Click the Listen Live link, because as soon as we finish talking, you will be able to hear it.
Yay!
Nat Conway, just quickly, what else is up coming up for you now that you're our next up-and-coming Australian singer-songwriter extraordinaire? You're the next Jess Mowboy.
Oh gosh, those are big shoes to fill. I'll take on that challenge, but gosh, that's absolutely an honour. Well, what's coming up is I've been to Sweden and Holland and obviously the UK. I've been working on new music. Of course, house music is always my love, and I work closely with a label in the UK called Defected, mm-hmm. and I've just had a release with them as well. And so that's very, very exciting for people who follow more underground house music. And just working on material for the next single and trying to find something that's going to beat Everybody's Free. That's such a good song.
So yeah, it is a good song.
I've set the bar very high.
You have. But look, I think you're up to it. And let's face it, all you need to do is keep that song in your pocket and it'll keep you lucky. So I reckon.
I hope so, exactly.
thank you for talking to Joy 94.9 today. I can't even say our own station name. Yeah, thank you for talking to us on Joy 94.9 today. We will hopefully get you in the studio when you're in Melbourne at some stage, perhaps on the next single release. You never know.
Yes, love to.
All right, we're going to play Everybody's Free now. This is the brand new version. It's Nat Conway on vocals. It is the classic Rosella track, but produced by MNEK. It's a very 2016 version of the classic 92 track. It's excellent. Nat Conway, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you.
No worries, our pleasure. That's Nat Conway. This is the track Everybody's Free. You are on Joy. Brother and sister
together will make it. Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.